College is hard. Let's talk about it. We laugh, we share, and we're telling you all about our college experiences and tips to improve yours. Quadcast presents Quad Talk 101.
Hey guys, this is Sean Wattman, and I'm here with
Allie Robinson
and Sherry Kavumbi.
And Allie had a topic for today. What's going on?
I do. So, a couple weeks back, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, the Frederick Douglass Institute had a field trip to the National Museum of African American History, and it was really cool. It was something that I don't think I would have heard about if my sister hadn't like checked your email. It was $10. You got to, there was transportation there and back. It wasn't a school bus. It was like an actual coach bus.
Ooh.
Always a plus.
Always a plus.
Admission to the museum is free, so that doesn't really matter. And then there was breakfast, snacks, and you got a meal at the museum, all included. And then we went to the, what's it called? MLK Memorial as well.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it was really fun. I wish we had a little bit more time.
Right, right.
But we basically got to the museum. There's like, it's basically like two sections. There's the lower section, which is like, you go through like the history. It starts in like the 14th, 15th century, and then you go all the way up to like 2012. So that's where you spend a majority of your time. And because we got there at like one of the first time slots, we didn't have to wait.
Oh, nice.
Because
nice.
Sometimes if you go, there'll be like a 30-minute wait just to get in. But then you have all the time to like go around it. And then the other section, there was three other floors. It was like culture, community, and then something else that was a little bit more interactive. We didn't have as much time to go through those, but they were really cool and really interesting. And if you haven't been, I would totally recommend it.
Wow. So what was the interactive part? I'm curious.
I don't even remember that. I know they had like archives kind of where you could look at your family history. I didn't have time to do that. There was like a Just Dance type thing where there was like an instructor, and then there was two like screens where you could see like the outlines of people would stand there, you could see their outlines, and they would like teach you a dance.
Me likey.
And then there was there's something else. It was like history of, I think, like gospel music or Christian music. It was really cool, but that was the part I spent the least amount of time with, just because it was right at the end.
Right.
But I think the culture was my favorite part. They had like a bunch of like outfits and instruments and just like movie posters from like a lot of time periods. So it was really cool to see.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah,
I love that. What did you see there?
Let me think. Oh, they had a Jackie Robinson jersey.
Ooh.
They had a Michael Jordan jersey. There was
like the real jersey?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Yeah, I think there was a Diana Ross dress. No, Whitney Houston.
Ah! I'm dead. That's awesome.
There was like this really big car. I don't remember. It might have been a Cadillac. Don't quote me on that. I don't remember whose it was. And then they had this like record room where you could like, there had like big touchscreens where you could like change the music. It was really cool. Yeah.
That's insanely cool. Do you know which like organization put this together? Or?
It was the Frederick Douglass Institute here on campus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was only $10 and you got like the entire day was basically covered. And I think Westchester does field trips like this often. They're just kind of hard to find. Like I know they did a trip to the Air and Space Museum in DC
as
well.
Yes, I heard of that.
So I feel like you need to check your emails because there's always these like opportunities that are sort of hidden away. But like if you check through, like I think it was in RAM Roundup or just things that your professors send out.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of opportunities that you might not otherwise see if you're not really looking for it.
You know what? That's fair. Because I think I always see them and I'm like, it's spam. Or sometimes like my phone will just say like, just unsolicited mail and I won't look. But like there's so many cool things like that I didn't even realize.
Yeah. Like I think it's mainly the RAM Roundup has a lot of like events and stuff that if you're not looking at that, you're not really going to know. So it's a good way to get involved in campus.
So it's different from like the Student Association Council? Like it's different from SAC?
Yes, I believe so. I don't know.
That's so, I mean, I guess it is because it showed up as something different, but that is so cool. Yeah. I did not realize that.
And that, the African-American National History Museum, the actual trip had like 50 spots open. So they accept a lot of people to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's like a nice price and you could just go and like, You said, is that in Westchester? Where'd you say it was again?
It's in, so the museum?
Yes.
In D.C.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, for those of you listening, SAC is putting together, I think, a D.C. trip as well in April. They are going to Washington, D.C. They're going to the Cherry Blossom Festival.
Oh, awesome.
And it's like an overnight trip.
Oh, that's so fun.
So, I can see my sister. Cool.
Yeah, you can see your sister just like on that note of thought. But that is so cool, Allie.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff going on campus that doesn't necessarily get the spotlight it needs.
Right.
So if you're ever like bored on a weekend, you can just search something out and you might find something fun to do on campus or off campus with the school.
Nice. So you just kind of got to look in your emails and be like, okay, let me type in RAM Roundup and see what they got going on over there.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so cool. Oh my gosh. Well, speaking of trips and stuff like that, this is a horrible segue, but Sean, you were going to talk a little bit about the outcome of your involvement fair, you and Allie, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I was there. It went pretty well. I mean, there weren't like a crazy amount of people. We get more in like the fall.
Yeah, definitely.
So, definitely. But it just, yeah, I mean, we sat there. We set up the whole like, you know, the whole booth, which is kind of cool. What else did we have? We had like a game that people engaged with. We had like the little skis ball thing.
Yeah. Skis ball.
Then we had like a golf thing like on like the front or whatever. And then one of the people came up to me and they're like, what does golf have to do with dance? And I said, we're trying here. Give us a break. Give us a break.
I love that. Now you said, I think you guys have both said it before, like in the fall, there's more of a turnout than in the spring. Mm-hmm. What things do you feel like you had to do differently for this type of involvement fair?
It's like hidden away.
Right.
The whole fair. When we did it in the quad, it was out there. It was exposed. People walked by. Even if you were like, oh, I didn't know this was happening today.
Right.
Now you did. But the whole psychs, like, it just seemed like we were like, I don't know, in a gate. Like, it just, people were like in the front and that's great. But it's like, it just seems like you have to like go through them to get in. It's not like, oh, come in. It's more like.
Right.
You know,
it's like less in your face. Because the involvement fair in the fall is in the quad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
And let me tell you, because I was there in the fall, there were like thousands of people, like a lot.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
That's crazy. So like, Allie, how do you feel like your club did at the involvement fair?
So I didn't end up going, but I have been getting emails about people like joining on RAM Connect.
Nice.
So I do think we've definitely seen an increase, whether or not these people show up. That's another thing. But having more people on RAM Connect to be able to reach out to and be like, hey, we're having a meeting now. That's something nice.
Right. It is funny because I was not going to go to the involvement fair, but I lent Sean my speaker and I was like, oh, there's a lot of clubs in here today. I want 2 t-shirts and a bucket hat from
nice.
SAC. I'm so happy. But yeah, I feel like because you have to like spin a wheel and somebody like walked over and I heard them being like, well, I saw a wheel and I had to come to this club. And I was like, oh, there's some tactics to be had in terms of like free stuff or what you get. I think there was one club and like they had like a giant bucket full of candy and I took half of it. So I'm going to have cavities for like a very long time.
Oh my God.
But no, I do love it because your club is new and you were able to at least have some interactive games.
Yeah.
Because I feel like for me, I don't know. I think, are there any like turnoffs that you guys notice when you see clubs setting up their tables?
Yeah, because like we're new, like my club's new.
Yeah.
I was put right next to SAC. And that's where the giant wheel was. And everyone went straight to the wheel. They looked at my club and they're like, no, thank you.
So, no, thank you.
But it's like, I mean, and I get that. I just think that like when we did the involvement fair, like in the, what was it? In the, like the fall.
Yeah.
I mean, we were still close together, but everyone still could see everything. Here, it just felt like some clubs were hidden and not really like out there. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but again, we were right next to the SAC and that kind of like drew attention towards them and not really towards.
That's fair. Cause that's a big one because they're giving out like shirts, bucket hats,
and
all
they
these
have
things.
Like a budget to get all this stuff. Like,
and they
I paid with my own personal money, like to get the equipment.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. So that can be a little hard. Cause I think they were one of the bigger booths.
Yeah.
I think some of the clubs I saw, I think the biggest one, like the biggest, not red flag, but the biggest thing that like can kind of hinder your club is if you don't have a trifold or anything, because there were some clubs that just didn't have that, and I was like, well, I'm not gonna go. I don't even know what this is.
Yeah.
Also, I steered clear of the Army. No offense to Army, but I just don't want to join the Army.
No, I get that.
Because like they have free shirts, and I was like, I know you get a free shirt if you join, and I'm not falling for that again.
Again,
yeah. I didn't like join, but I don't know. I don't know how I finagled a shirt one time, but I did, and I was like, oh, I'll join, and I didn't join.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but no, so all in all, how would you rate the involvement fair in the spring out of 10?
Yeah, I was going to say out of 10. it's better than nothing. It's better than tabling event in Sykes.
Yeah.
When two people like walk by and they're like, I think out of 10, I'd give it like a 6.
That's fair.
You know what? That's fair. Yeah. You know what I wish they did for the spring involvement fair? I noticed when I went in, there's like a table and then people were like, sign in and get whatever you want from the table. I wish they opened both of the doors.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I have seen them open before for different events. And then like when people see it, they're like, oh, this thing. But like one was closed. Yeah. And I was like, well, what?
And it's again, it's because of the whole registration thing. And I get that because you want to kind of not have too many people in there.
Yeah.
I just think that like at a certain point, it's like there's not a lot of people coming. Just let everyone go in. You don't need to register.
I am surprised because like before when there would be the involvement fair in the fall, they didn't say like, nope, can't go on the quad. You got to like, you know,
well, part of that is because like certain people registered and then like, you know what I mean? So if you registered, you're allowed in. But if you didn't register, some clubs may want to try to get in. So there is that because like there's a whole competition of like, oh, who's going to be at the fair? Who's not? And it's kind of like first come, first serve, you know?
That would be funny if someone like just was like, hey, look over there, run, like sneak a table in there.
8 of their like exec board members run for their life.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, I thought it was really cool. I guess some positives that I liked is like, I like that it was every Friday because depending on what I feel like looking at, I could be like, all right, I know this club's going to be here. I want to check it out. So that could be like a good thing or a bad thing. But I did like, I think the quad was there.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Somebody told me the quad was there, and they're like, were you there? And I was like, no, but someone from our exec board was there. But,
I think Olivia was there.
Yeah, I believe Olivia was there. Yeah. But I do feel for you guys, because I remember when I was at community college, I was that person who's like, hey there, do you want some hot chocolate? Do you want this? And I was like, really in people's faces, not in a bad way, but we got so many submissions because I did that. But like, I realized not everyone's going to be like, I want to get up in this person's face. And like, it's hard. Yeah. It's a lot. So I could see that. But I'm glad you got some people to like join your club.
Kind of.
You got some people. And the good thing I've noticed, and I could be wrong about this, is I have seen different clubs like just randomly canvas on campus.
Yeah.
They'll just be in front of Sykes and be like, hey, this club. So I'm glad that you guys have different opportunities to do that if you so choose to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you would consider doing?
Like if it happened again?
Yeah, not even just like for involvement fair, but just in general of like, hey, you know what, I'm going to canvas in front of here and like talk a little bit about Step It Up. Or would you be like, yeah, I'm good.
I was thinking outside like in the quad because Sykes, like there's not really, I mean, there's like a lot of people, but they kind of walk in and go and you can't really like, the only tabling that you can have is like, you know, like that little hallway between like the food court and then like the lobby.
Yeah.
Right.
So I would have it like outside in the quad, like somewhere there because people walk by all the time.
They do.
Especially on a nice day.
So. They do because it's getting nicer out. I'd say definitely utilize that because I've seen different clubs do it and I'm like, I wasn't going to come here, but like, what the heck's going on over here? Exactly. I've seen a lot of like fraternities and just different clubs doing that. So
yeah, I feel like that's a good idea because in like, something like Find Your Org Friday or the Fall Involvement Fair, it's easy for your club to get sort of lost because there's like so many other organizations. So when you're out there on your own canvassing, it's like, I'm the only one here. Yes. I'm the only one you can talk to. It's my club. Come talk to me about it.
I own the club. No, you're right. You're right. Because to your point with the Fall Involvement Fair, like I do love there's a lot of exposure, but I get so overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. There's so much.
Like I'm glad they have flags now where it's like, all right, fraternities and sorority, like they have different things. But even then I'm like, okay, there's a lot of noise. I don't even know what I actually want to do. And then I sign up for all these clubs and then I'm like, I don't go to any of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's smart. I think, and also because I think your club is like a dance club, you could like have music and like have some kind of games or whatever.
Yeah, thank you for the speaker, by the way. I played lots of Rihanna.
Yes, your favorite.
Yep.
But yeah, you could also do that. What about you, Allie? I mean, I guess you guys have a good amount of people in your club, though.
Yeah, I can't complain about our turnout. I feel like most clubs are having a bit of trouble keeping like a consistent amount of people showing up, and I think that's just something we're still dealing with from COVID. It's just people aren't as willing to go out and like do things anymore just because it's so much easier not to.
Right.
So that I do appreciate having this spring involvement fair to sort of combat that. And we'll see how effective it is.
Nah, for sure. For sure. And I did not realize there was like multiple knitting clubs on campus because like I think I mentioned something to someone. They're like, oh, Knitting Club. I was like, oh yeah, my friend's like in that. And they're like, no, this is a different one.
I
was
yeah, like, they're stitched together, and then it is, oh, I know what it's called. I cannot. It's on the tip of my tongue. oh my gosh, I don't know what it's called. I do. I know what it's called. I cannot think of it right now.
No, I know. You're, I know which one you're talking about. I don't know what it's called, but I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I always wonder that with clubs too, like if there's like direct competition, if they're doing like somewhat similar things, or is it just like a, all right, the vibe is different enough that, you know.
Yeah, I've noticed with like, for example, dance, people typically do the same thing. I just noticed that. They have like these, I forgot what they're called. Oh my God, someone told me about this. It was something like, it's an engaging event. I forgot, like, they have, like, this specific name.
The mixer? Or?
No, they have, like, this specific name for these events, and every dance group does it or whatever. It's, like, kind of, not, like, beginner, like, meetings, but it's, like, meetings that, like, engage everyone. So, like,
right, right.
Yeah, and, like, we would, I don't know, we would buy food, and then, like, we would have, like, tables in, like, our room, and then be like, oh, this is our club, this is what we do, yada, yada.
Oh, yeah, so then everyone, like the intro meeting, yeah.
Yeah, and all the dance groups that I know of, at least, like does that, so I'm considering on doing that as well.
But, you should do that. And yeah. I think the good thing about your dance club is like at least you guys are like pitted like in terms of genre, like because jazz and like swing dancing is not the same as like maybe your type of club.
Yeah,
so at least there's that. It's like, okay, I'm
we're like a mix of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes I'll look at different clubs and I'm like, all right, this is way outside my athletic range, and they're like, nah, everyone could throw people up in the air, and I'm like, I don't believe you. Yeah. Actually, nah, that's cool though. I'm glad you guys got to do involvement fair. I'm glad it was like, it was something,
because
I don't remember if we something. I don't remember if we did this last year.
We did not. No, this is the
the first time.
Which, you know, used to suck for other clubs because they're just like, all right, this is the only time to advertise this club. But at least with this.
Especially for clubs that were just approved in the fall after
yes.
the involvement fair. That was yes. That must have been terrible.
That must have been a lot. Yeah. So I am glad that, you know, there's an opportunity. I think it's going to get better. That's what I
definitely.
Think. I think they're going to find ways and be like, all right, this worked. This did not work. Maybe we should advertise this more because I didn't even know about it till someone had to tell me from my club of like, oh, it's every Friday, and this is our Friday. And I'm like, beats me. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, thank you guys so much for your lovely input and your topics. And we will see you guys next week. Bye. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WCU Quad and Twitter at the Quad WCU. Tune in next week for another episode of Quad Talk 101.